Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we're at 59 degrees.
Expecting a high of 61, we'll stay dry under mostly cloudy skies.
The Army's investigating the death of a soldier from eastern Wisconsin. Her family said 33-year-old Sergeant Heidi Rue of rural Kiel was shot and killed last Friday at a base in Kosovo where she was stationed. Relatives were not told what happened. Rue's father or stepfather, Scott, said his daughter was an 11-year Army veteran. She repaired surgical machines in a medical unit, and they know very little.
We'd like to know who, what, and where. And right now, at this point, we do not even know when she's going to be home.
He said Heidi began her Kosovo assignment in February. She spent 8 years at Fort Hood, Texas, including during 2009, during the massacre in which another Kiel resident, Amy Krieger, was killed. Rue and Krieger were a year apart in their class groups at Kiel High School. Rue's family plans a public memorial service once her body is returned to Wisconsin.
Details emerged last evening on how a fifth Kohler-owned golf course in Sheboygan County would look. At a packed Town of Wilson planned commission meeting, Kohler Company lawyer Stephen Westfall set an ultimate goal for the 18-hole facility, which would be located on current tented forest land along Lake Michigan, north of the Kohler-Andre State Park, is to be one of the best in the world.
We truly believe that upon maturity of this golf course, that it can be ranked in the top 50 of world golf courses. And to give you some perspective for those of you who are golfers, the Straits course right now is ranked 48. So we do believe it can be as good or even better than the Straits course.
There is opposition to the course. The group Friends of the Black River Forest handed out papers to meeting attendees, raising questions on the impact course would have on the land and area residents. A public hearing to possibly approve conditional use permits for this project will be held June 9th.
An Appleton man was bound over for trial this morning for bringing teenage girls into Sheboygan for prostitution. 28-year-old Pao Chang entered pleas of not guilty to charges of human and child trafficking during his preliminary hearing this morning. Sheboygan police began investigating the case after receiving word of juveniles involved in prostitution at a Michigan Avenue residence in February of 2013. Detective Tamara Remington testified during the preliminary this morning. The girls she interviewed told her they were brought to various locations in Sheboygan to perform prostitution for money, one saying she had sex with 16 customers one night. They added they were tattooed to indicate that they were Chang's property. They feared that if they left, they would be harmed by an Asian gang, of which he said he was the leader. Chang facing up to 145 years in prison if found guilty. He remains in the county jail.
Moving to national news, officials in West Virginia are confirming the deaths of two people in last night's coal mine collapse. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin said the two men were killed last night in what he called a tragic accident at the Brody Mine in Wharton, West Virginia. Rescue crews are still working to clear debris from the mine today.
Also, a coal mine disaster on this day in Turkey. Hundreds trapped there. We get the latest from correspondent Kimberly Adams.
Local officials say rescue efforts are underway at a coal mine in western Turkey. They are trying to reach more than 200 miners trapped below ground. Early reports say an electrical fault caused the explosion that led to the mine's collapse. 20 men were initially pulled from the mine, but one died on the way to the hospital. Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish says claims by state Democrats regarding low job creation in the state are false. When appearing on Sheboygan's Morning News yesterday, she addressed the issue, saying the Walker administration has the state heading in the right direction following the Great Recession.
After we lost 133,000 jobs under the previous administration, we have recovered to the point where more than 100,000 of our friends and neighbors have gone back to work. Now, that's incredibly satisfying.
Clayfish is running for another term with Governor Scott Walker this fall.
U.S. military looking into futuristic technology to keep troops safe. Colin Bennett tells us about one Wisconsin company playing a big part in that effort.
The Oshkosh Corporation has been playing with driverless technology for a little while now, and a spokesperson says a new contract with the Marines is proof of how good that technology is. According to the Journal Sentinel, that new contract lets the Oshkosh Corporation move ahead with their version of a driverless cargo vehicle for use with the U.S. Marine Corps, which would help reduce troops' exposure to hazardous combat environments.
Well, back to the weather we talk about. A lot of rain and severe weather in southeast Wisconsin yesterday. There were flash floods in Brookfield and Wauwatosa, and the Fox River went over its banks and into backyards in Waukesha. Racine had baseball-sized hail, while Beloit had tennis ball size. Sewers overflowing in Jefferson and a house in North Prairie were struck by lightning. One location saying up to 5 inches in an 18-hour period.
Wow, that's a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
The deaths of a Kenosha couple in Florida have been ruled a murder-suicide. Authorities in Panama City Beach believe Robert Marcinkus shot and killed his wife, Susan, last Wednesday, and then turned the gun on himself. Police found their bodies at a condominium last Friday. Preliminary autopsy results were released yesterday, but police could not say why the murder-suicide occurred unless they get any new leads. Police say that their investigation has been complete.
And finally, police in southern Wisconsin are looking for the person who shot a calf, stole its meat, and left the carcass behind. The slaughtered animal was found Sunday night after its mother was heard bellowing in a pasture rented by Oach Cattle of Milton. The company's owner, Rod Oach, tells the Janesville Gazette that his company is on high alert and it is increasing its patrols at its grazing sites throughout southern Wisconsin. The calf was born in February, was bred for showing, and valued at $1,000.
How about the forecast, Rusty?
Mostly cloudy, high near 61. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 58.
Currently, we are at 59 degrees here in the Sheboygan area as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time is at 12:06.